Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. Gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Yo, it's your boy Betraying, man, T-Rail, and this is Freestyle Friday.
What's going on, people? How y'all feeling tonight?
I mean, that means y'all better call in and get the spin. But, in the meantime, we got this discussion that we was going on. Kind of like trailed off on the last one. You already know how that is. So who is the top five rapping groups? Not even
from all time.
Of all time.
You gonna start off with your five?
Oh, hell yeah. Matter of fact, how about let's just both go off with our five.
All right.
My number five of all time. Mm-hmm. Hip hop, Beastie Boys.
Ooh, I did not see that coming. Wow.
Beastie
Boys. Well,
they
did change
the
landscape of hip hop. I give you that.
You don't know how many games I done played with Beastie Boys on the. Boy, I play all the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, bro. You know, Beastie Boys is a staple on that shit.
Yeah, Yeah, they was. They was definitely that shit on that damn game.
So, I mean, hey, that's my five. Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys got that shit, bro.
That's number five for you? You going from five?
That's my number five.
Five.
That's my five. I'm not saying that. I'm not just going, hey, this is my best one. No.
All right. Well, my number five, and you're going to personally like this because this is your group, Slaughterhouse.
Oh, hell yeah. I like it, but at the same time, you folks putting their ass five.
Hey, when you hear the other groups ahead of them, you understand why.
We're going to see. That's fine. Like, I feel like, but honestly, though, Beastie Boys has been, not even saying because they was white, but they came into hip-hop and actually did their thing.
And for this generation, they will look at it and look at them as being underrated. But like you said, they came in and did their thing. It wasn't like, rap, what we're accustomed to hearing right now. But for that era, that time, yeah, they was on their shit. It was like funny, the videos was funny. You could kind of relate to it and shit. So it was like one of those funny hip-hop historical moments.
Facts. All right. Let's see. You want to go ahead with your four?
Coming in at number four, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. All right, now, look. I'll be 100% honest with you. I fuck with a couple members from Bone Thugs and Harmony. But that's my cousin Richard. That's his favorite group, bro. I think his name is, what's his name? The light-skinned one.
Busy?
Yeah, I hate that nigga voice, see.
Why?
That nigga, I hate him. I hate that, bro. I swear to God, bro. Every time I hear that shit, I would turn this shit the fuck off. This shit. And it's nothing against him, bro. I know he a lyrical person because I looked at his lyrics before, but his voice is just annoying as shit to me.
His
I can't listen to that harmonizing rap.
He made it. Dizzy made that shit, man. I believe it was Dizzy.
I fuck with all of them, bro. Everybody else,
I'm gonna miss
Hey, you know, see, you miss me with that bullshit, dude.
Hey, man.
See, and then
something.
My favorite nigga, that nigga Lazy Bone, boy.
Yeah, he went crazy. I think they all each held their own. Even I don't want to say solo projects, but some of the solo shit they did, they held their own. Especially
I ain't
when
never
they
seen any solo
something.
Shit. Oh, when they was teaching no shit, that's why I said that nigga Lazy
right.
Bone. In the middle of a comma, remember my chop of the baby mama. I'm like, hey, fuck it. That's that future game, talk your shit. Hey, he cold, boy. And then, like, I fuck with Bone Thugs because, man, they fuck with Cass ass. And then they got a song with Cass. I fuck with, like, everybody on there except for dude that. Just throw me off, bro. I'm sorry. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not saying. But
they the truth collectively.
No. My fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, G. It's kind of a tie, G. But I'm on side. My fourth is Randy MC, G.
I'm not surprised you said that because after you said the Beastie Boys, I kind of figured you would go with another rap.
You gotta think about it.
They definitely changed the landscape in the 80s.
I feel like it's a lot of motherfuckers that look up to Run DMC.
Oh, definitely.
I'm saying,
and lyrically,
I watch.
If you like, Rev Run, like lyrically, oh my god, he was a beast. Without all that customer shit too, what?
He's fucking lyrical as hell. So that's why I'm like, I don't know, like that's I fuck with do that. That's my shit.
Yeah, they definitely was holding their own and made the big, like, boy, they were the first rap group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, I want to say yes. I think so. So I think so. So.
I believe
I'm
they are.
I'm not gonna.
One of the few in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I should say.
I would say yes, they are. But I'm gonna play a song real quick. Play at least two songs, and then I want you to, I'm saying, go ahead, give me your three.
Yes, all right. Sir. All right.
Okay. Let's see.
Hey. Yup. Okay. Yeah.
Lit with it.
I'm a motherfucking amber.
Yep.
Why that bitch left me, man? I ain't got the answer. Maybe
okay.
I care too much, cause I'm a fucking cancer. Fuck the romance, you set me up just like a panther. Suck on
Damn.
My mind like some motherfucking dandruff. I bet you expect me to throw a motherfucking tantrum.
Lit
this
one
the one you broke,
hey.
Let your mouth, cause it's an anthem.
Yep.
I'ma fade away just like I'm fucking Danny Phantom.
Damn.
I'm going platinum, I'm causing chasms. You having spasms, I would've noticed, but you're good at being random. That's out of line,
nah.
I'ma need you to get back in tandem. What's obvious is pain causes all the satisfaction.
Yep.
Mix the THC with the LIT and you get no reaction.
I'm
never speak my mind, so you know I'm about my action. But now a nigga tripping cause you the one that's being plastic. Never
fuck
take
it.
That shit for granted cause that shit is just a habit.
Fuck
friend of me, a friend of me that sounding like the enemy.
Fuck
she suck you but she suck I bust and siphon off my energy. You really being fake and have the nerves to make amends to
okay.
me. And now I'm moving on because your fire's getting friendly.
Okay.
Friend of me that sounding like the enemy.
Damn.
She suck you but she suck I bust and siphon off my energy. You really being fake and had the nerves to make amends to me. And now I'm moving on because your fire's getting friendly.
Hey.
And they don't know Mary Jane like I do.
Nope.
Take me one dose, then rhyme like haiku.
Fade as fuck.
Hoes come and go just like a drive-thru.
Damn.
Man, you don't know Mary Jane like.
Damn, I'm high as fuck. Yeah.
All right. Back into the show. We got another call on the line.
Okay.
What's going on, caller? You're not tuning in to OG Radio.
Hello?
What's going on,
man?
What's
man? Chilling. That's your boy, Mr. AK. You already know, man. You know, just checking into the show, man. You know, I ain't doing too much, man. Just hanging out. Just got done DJing a little bit on Snapchat, man. So I was checking over Snapchat a little bit. Had a little situation
okay.
I had to do for some people, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Like I said, man, I'm just checking in to the show, man. Like I said, I just wanted to call in to check in like I normally do, man. Just say, man, like I said, just keep doing y'all thing, man. Like I said, we doing, man, with OG Radio, man. I'm just proud of what y'all doing, man. I'm just chiming in, man, just hanging out, man. It ain't too much.
I appreciate it, bro. Nah.
I know
you can't leave without saying you got to chime in on the conversation.
Spit some bars.
You got to chime in on the conversation. Nah, fuck. Yeah, you going to spit some bars.
Topic, man. What's the topic, man? What are we talking about?
What's your top five rap groups, hip-hop rap groups, top five.
Man, that's deep. Top five rap groups, man, that's deep.
Top five rap groups.
I'm going to throw y'all for a loop on a couple of these joints, man, because, you know, I'm going to be different, man. I ain't going to just give y'all the same group everybody else give you. One group I'm going to give y'all, man, at number five, is Infamous City Kid. That's Shauna and T5 of Chicago, man. Just show some Chicago love on number five, man, because
Okay, okay.
A lot of people just, that's very a very underrated. A lot of people don't know about them, man. Like before Shauna got with DTP or whatever like that, before Tifa went to Power 92, man. So definitely that at number five. Number four, man, I had to go, man, I'm going to keep it Chicago again to go with Twista and the Speed Now Monsters, man. Like, you know, I'm just going with the people I listen to coming up as a shorty, man. You know what I'm saying? With number four. Number three, man, I'm gonna stay a little bit, you know, with the times, man. I'm going to go NWA, man, because, like I said, man, they was one of them groups that they changed it differently, man. They just wasn't just rapping about whatever. They was really talking about what was going on out here in where they was from. It was in L.A., man, but, like, they was talking about what was really going on. And this ain't really no top five the way I'm marking them as who better than who. It just the five groups I really, you know, I listen to.
I feel you.
I want to go number three, man. I'm going to go with, like, Do or Die, man, because that's one of the groups I really like. I got into listening to music for, man, because without, you know what I'm saying, one of them groups, man, I just really was like, man, you know, that's a group out of Chicago that I rock with, man. You know what I'm saying? It, like I said, it's not no particular order, man, because there ain't a lot of rap groups that really were doing their thing. What I want to say, number two, I want to say Kanye West, man, and the Go-Getters, man. They put out one mixtape. They put out one mixtape, but it was official. Chicago. I'm going to stay Chicago. It's a lot of – I know people are already listening to me like, bro, what is he talking about? It's just – I'm a historian of Chicago music, man, so I feel like it's only right for me to say what I want to say about Chicago music, man. And you know what I'm saying? Kanye put a lot of guys on from Chicago, man, you know what I'm saying? And
you're right.
I'ma just not order, man. There ain't no like particular order or whatever like that. But I'ma just one Tribe Called Quest, bro. Like number one is Wu-Tang, bro, because I would put Tribe Called Quest in my top 10. But Wu-Tang, I want to put that in my – just want to say Wu-Tang because that was the first, like you want to say group. It was like 15 of them cats, and everybody was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was everybody one of them things nice. Where if you to get on a track on a Wu-Tang album and it's already 15 guys or 5 guys or 8, 9 guys, you really had to have some bars to make each song. And even though all of them always got on a song, you can always tell who was trying to outshine who on them joints. So don't take my top five and don't be like, man, how you put them over them? And I ain't never heard of some of these people in the top five. It ain't about, because most people probably just think about top five about record sales and you know, culture. So I'm just saying what I know from what I listen to. It's just me, you know what I'm saying, telling y'all from my perspective of the music I grew up with, you know what I'm saying? So the top five ain't the top five. It's just you told me to give y'all five artists, five groups, and I gave y'all five groups that influenced me from who I am today as a, you know, as what I do. Man, I just can't even, the title of what I do, me and this entertainment business, man, just a lot of them groups molded me as an artist, molded me as a radio show host, molded me as a on-air personality, molded me as who I am today. So it ain't just me just saying fat artists just based on music because it's more than just music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, anybody who's listening, man, don't take my top five and just run with it. I mean, we could debate it, you know, I'm always down for that, but it's more so about just the culture, you know what I'm saying, where I grew up from Chicago. So people got to understand that if I'm telling y'all about these groups, this is because this is what I know, this is what I listen to. So I gave y'all some everything. I gave y'all New York, L.A., Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say I ain't give y'all enough.
You gave us. I don't know if you heard my five and number four, but my number five.
I just
want to
hear your thoughts. I will give you that because with the culture, they gave y'all something that nobody else gave. First of all, there was a white rap group, and everybody know that rap was started and not to be on the racial thing, but it was predominantly Black African Americans that started this rap thing. So Beastie Boys, if people say they love Eminem, you can't love Eminem and not love Beastie Boys, because before there was the Eminem, there was a Beastie Boys. So Beastie Boys gave Eminem the blueprint. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty
just like, you know, so many other groups gave Jay-Z, Kanye, Twista, you know, 50 Cent, the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? Like Kool Crush, Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying? Chuck D, Rakim, all these guys, Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? All these guys gave these new artists the blueprint. So you got to respect, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning to what's going on now, because without the guys in the beginning, we wouldn't have what we have right now.
Exactly. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man.
I'm saying, while you're on the line, I'm just going to go ahead and reveal my number three then. My number three
is
the Fugees. Sorry.
And you know what? That number three, people don't understand that number three, because the Fugees was a whole different thing. It was like, they wasn't a typical rapper, because you had Lauryn Hill, who was a singer but had bars. You had Prize, who was a true rapper. That's what he did. Wyclef was the wild card, because you didn't know what the hell you finna get out of dude. You ain't know if he's gonna sing. You ain't know if he's gonna rap. You ain't know if he was gonna rap another language.
You ain't know what you was gonna get.
You know what I'm saying? So
my man was out here.
He gave you, that group gave you diversity, man. And I agree with the top. You're number three, man.
Right, go ahead, T. So my number three is Outkast.
Coming straight
from the Dirty South.
And everybody don't understand that Outkast was the first group from the South to, you know, put the South on. And when they won that award at the Source Awards for new artists, they got booed. That was in New York.
They got booed.
And they ain't even flinch. They went up there like, man, all we gotta say is the South got something to say, and y'all gonna respect us. And that was it.
That's why Andre had his shirt off.
Right. He said the South got something to say. We gonna say it. And that was it. They didn't care who was in the crowd. They didn't care. No, everybody hated them. Like right now, man, if you think about Outkast and them, if it wasn't for them winning that award, you probably wouldn't even get a South a chance now. And to really say something, the South, it shows people what it looked like when a whole area support each other. Because if you think about what was going on in Atlanta, if you think about everything as far as musically, you ain't, like, they had beefs, like, you know, beef, like, but they beefs was, like, real, like, okay, nigga, we didn't cross paths, and it ain't got nothing to do with this music, but I don't like you, you don't like me, but I'm just a smart person, so I know that, you know, beef sells, but at the end of the day, guys in Atlanta, when they first, they were forced to organize Noise, Goody Mob, all them guys, people don't understand, Goody Mob, Outkast, that's one whole group.
That's one.
No, but they think they think that's like four different. That's one group. They split because they understood the business. Organized is a whole group. Goody Mob, Outkast, whoever else you want to call, they all one group. So, if anything that they taught the music industry is that you can all be from one area. And if one person shine, everybody else cool. Everybody else rocking. That's just like Nelly. Nelly had the St. Lunatics. They shot themselves as the St. Lunatics. But the St. Lunatics knew that, okay, Nelly the guy. So we got to push the guy for us to get out there. If we don't push him, we ain't going to never move. So the plan was put Nelly out there like he the ringleader. And once he get popping and blow up, we just walk right in. But, you know, that's a whole nother situation. You know what I'm saying? I got to hear what number two is now. So now I'm intrigued. What's number two?
So, for me, my number two is my personal favorite, the whole Rockefeller family.
That's not a group. They was
that's
a group.
That's not a group.
That's a roster. That's a roster for a record label.
Yeah, but that's a label. If you want to go with labels, then yeah, we can go on that. But that's not a group.
That's not a group. That's just a label.
Yeah,
that is just a label.
It's like saying Young Money.
That's basically like saying
Young Money
album was dope.
You can say Not Familiar. I think that counted as a group. I think.
Right.
I think they were called.
Nonetheless, it was still Rockefeller.
They did put out a couple of compilations.
They had the rock.
And it was Jay-Z, the Young Guns, Cam'ron, Benny Siegel, Freeway,
fucking
Charlie Baltimore. Memphis Bleek.
They had a squad.
But that's the label. That was the label. That wasn't just a group. Now, if you wanted to say a group, I would have been cool. You'd have said Dipset, because Dipset came out as a group. Cam was just the guy that was already on, but Dipset was a group.
Killer. Yeah, you're right.
He definitely had an unorthodox style that was very interesting to listen to.
But see, what people don't understand is, before Juelz messed up, wherever he messed up, whatever situation he was, Juelz set himself up to be that guy to carry this shit by himself, and he started his own label, Skull Gang.
Yeah.
Whatever happened between that time when he fell off, he was in the perfect position because he had just finished a mixtape with Wayne, I Can't Feel My Face.
Yep.
And everybody knew at that time, Wayne was the guy.
Face.
People don't understand that. At that point, Wayne was the hottest nigga out. You can say whatever you want at that time, after Wayne dropped some squad ups, after Wayne did the first two Carters, and he dropped it, and he did two dedications, Wayne was everywhere and everything he touched went at least gold. So at that time, Juelz had set himself up to be that guy, not just for Dipset, but to be that guy. And even though he kind of leaned and fell off or whatever, he was still everywhere. He was on BET. He took over 106 in Park. He was on his way to be that guy, not just a rapper, but be that guy, like marketable guy, because Wayne was in that lane. He jumped in the lane with Wayne, and he just jumped off the ship too early.
Yep.
But if Juelz would have stayed on board, we would have a whole different conversation about Juelz's career.
Pretty much, you know that. You're definitely right about that.
So I'm waiting to hear the rest of the list, man.
Hold on. Let me play a couple of songs. We can stay on the line, man.
Oh yeah, go ahead. I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
I will play a couple of tracks, and then we're going to get back to it, man.
Yeah.
I'm so high, so high. I put my best foot forward, cause I'm mistaken. My heart keeps chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing, trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine, but don't be crying. When I'm there, cause I'ma make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars, now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me, including family. Now you bitch niggas can't see. I'm so high, feel like I'm on 12-9. Got the sun and it's shining. wouldn't see it. I make moves like a grill dude. I'm too rude. They say, why Maya got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day B-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. Drift the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you pay my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills, and that's for real. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. Guess what your niggas lacking in? Sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
Been a while since I hop on a track, man, thanks for the patience. Been working on a lot of stuff, you know, mad innovations. Either way it goes, know the haters gon' keep on hating. Really don't matter, that's more motivation. They want the smoke, this is way more than vape. That dark skinny little mud baby with his hands up. Cause the people crazy, only deal with them cause they fucking pay me. And I got a crew, so the fucking Navy. And we ain't trying to sink a battleship, but we can fuck around and sink a battleship. Or an island, really doesn't matter, shit. Got them bars if you wanna battle, bitch. I was just fucked up, I was just down, down bad. Waste on the volume to fuck up. If you battling, we can be fucked up. Fuck around and have to pick a guts up. Call the police, bitch, adjust us. Even 1-2 couldn't touch us if you ain't gang. The fuck up, bitch. I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown.
Oh shit.
I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I was just tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, crown, crown.
Hey,
crown.
I was just fucked up. I was just down, down bad. I make her tighten the fuck up. Beat on the box till it nut up. Show a little bitch what's what. I'm just relieving convention. Fuck up suspension. End of dimension. Flow stay on real on me canching. I-N-D-I-G-O, ho. What you know about O-S-O? Got more hoes than old McDonald. Holla, E-I-E-I-O. Trying to focus on this waller. I ain't lending shit no more. If you calling about your problems, I just may have lost my phone. Dang. I was just down bad. Pick it up, I got a loud pack. Tip it up, y'all niggas not gas. Y'all some rigid. Y'all niggas not gas, if you get me. I was just down bad. Running the muck and I'm fucking it up. Looking to burn down the town fast. Dropping this heat till we blowing shit up. Dang.
This shit ain't gonna sound perfect until years from now, nigga. So just fucking spit it. Just let it rip on these niggas. Just let it rip. Yeah. Hey, said, why you flexing? You look precious. Boy, I leave you messy. Hey, bring your checks and I'm investing. Mama need no stressing. Hey, no contesting. I'm a blessing. Do you get the message? Hey, learn a lesson through these sessions. Diamonds come from pressure. I keep it popping till my coffin. Y'all gon' see the effort. Hey, get to walking. They start talking. Thought they need some pepper. Hey, they're my brothers. Different mothers. Who you think you're touching? Hey, get some butter for these dummies. We gon' eat some breakfast. Coming for the top, I cannot fuck with no ops. Said I'm coming for the top, said I'm coming for the top. Cannot fuck with dots, nigga gotta get the guap. Gon' keep it poppin', I hope my flow is moving your shoulders. There is no stopping, my GPS keep moving me forward. I get too cocky, that's why you never see me sober. I keep on smoking, it made me really nice with these jokers. Deep down I'm focused, need the tokens, why my fucking lonely? The game I'm choking, I'm devoted, y'all gon' get the notion. Yes, I was broken, I was frozen, now I'm feeling chosen. Try 2 doses of this poem. This shit way too poet. Don't carry rugas, that don't mean I aimin' through it, ayy. My stepdad stole my trampoline, but Koki blew it, ayy. He grabbed the knife and grabbed my mind, said he gon' do it, ayy. He put that shit right to a belly, then he moved it, ayy. It's that fuck shit that done led me to the music, ayy. I'm a blessing, sent to mama, I'ma prove it, ayy. Ain't no rest till I'ma gonna keep on moving, ayy. That's why I'm stressing over shit they think is stupid. When I hop on this shit, I knock it like dominoes. I like them ratchet, I ain't got time for no snobby hoes. Yeah, that's my brother, that's my slime, I'm talking snotty nose. I'm loving how the beat is tasting like some sloppy joe. I'm trying to get the paper ASAP like I'm Rocky though. Hey, yeah, that's my brother, call a socket though. Hey, I'm trying to keep that green shit up inside my pocket though. Hey, I wanna have so much, I look it like a wallet though. Hey, niggas violent though, they ain't really violent though. I stay silent though, I watch my money climbing though. Hey, that's why I'm rhyming, ho. With my deal, I'm signing though. Ain't he perfect timing though? Look on rich with diamonds, ho. Hey, I keep on finding flows. Know you feel the climate though. Hey, I'm colder than the shit that took off half the dinosaurs. And yeah, I wrote a bitch, my nigga, this a mild dose. And I don't owe a bitch, I say that till I'm dying though.
All right, and we are back. Yeah. Time to come off that number two.
We yeah. on your number two.
No, my yeah. number two. That's on me?
Yeah, I gave you my five. So we on yours. You said, you know, we's coming back first for yours, but I'm here for you.
So I got Beastie Boys, I got Run DMC, I got the Fugees. My number two? Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
that's so underrated. Don't nobody even get it. Like, because to be honest, like, because they only gave us one album and that was it. So for that group, you just get countless mixtapes. But I'm saying a lot of, like I said, a lot of people ain't going to understand, like, a lot of stuff we just said because they just go off of what the mainstream, like, pumps into them. So they don't understand what the underground is. Because, to be honest, I recently heard, I don't know, what's his name, Graf. I don't know if y'all rock with Graf.
I've never heard
Graf. Graf, go look up Graf. Graf put out a song with Fred the Godson. I went and downloaded Graf's whole album mixtape. Dude, I'm in a whole shock. Like, where this nigga been at? That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all go look Buddy stuff up. He got a joint with Joel Ortiz, too. And he got one joint with Crooked Eye and Jag. It's called How I'm Coming. Just go listen to that. That's all I'm going to tell you. I ain't telling you nothing else. Go listen to Graf, Sky, How I'm Coming. That's all you need to do. Just go listen to it. When you get done listening to it, just send me a message. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Graf. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Even if I got to send it to you. If I got to send it to you, let me know. But just
I don't think I spelled his name right.
Don't matter. I'm going to send it to you. Don't even worry about it. I'm just sending it to you so you ain't got to do all the hard work. You go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm gonna, as me as boss, what I do, I'm going to go ahead and just easy.
All right. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
You know I got to do what I got to do, man.
But, my number one was already said already, which is the Wu-Tang.
Right.
But I have
hey, that's my number one to
mention.
Okay. You got an honorable mention.
LOX. A lot of people slept on LOX.
Blocks?
The Locks.
Yeah, they hot. Locks is solid. That is solid. Locks is a
I'm
solid group.
Like
that's
this.
How people.
They nice, but it's only they cold as shit is only when like two of them on the track at the same time.
I mean, yeah, because they Kiss and Styles P feed off each other, then the third motherfucker like,
Nah, don't come at Sheik loose. I ain't saying it like that.
Sheik's nice,
but like trying to go after Jada Kiss is like that's like me trying to rap out right after Eminem spit a verse. It's like, oh shit, he just said some cold shit. It's kind of hard to follow that act,
bro.
It really is.
Is like It's like New York Crooked Eye.
True.
Chic Loose is like New York Crooked Eye. I was fucking with Chic Loose for the longest. And it's hella tracks with Styles P and Chic Loose that just get the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? They go the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But you, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and get back to y'all, what y'all was doing, man. I just came to call in and hang out for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all do it.
Sure, too.
Like I said, when this whole thing over with, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about that later on down the line. But y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all making me proud, man, like I said, because handing this show over to y'all, man, like I said, I was nervous, but now I'm just like a proud father, man, watching, you know what I'm saying, two of his understudies do amazing things, man. So keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all need me. Y'all already know how to find me. Like I said, when this whole coronavirus thing is settled, we got work to do. That's all y'all need to know, man.
I got one question for you before you leave.
What's up?
One question.
What's up?
All right.
I'm with.
Do you think 2 Chainz and Young Joe sound the same as rappers?
They have similar flow because they're from Atlanta.
Thank you,
man. That's all.
They have similar flow because they're from Atlanta.
But you couldn't put them in the same category.
Two Chainz has a distinct style of like flow. Young Dro has a distinct style. But when they start going into their bag, yes, they do sound similar.
Thank you. This man over there just didn't see it. He just would not.
I still don't see that shit. They do not sound the same.
I'm just saying, like you can hear it. I'm not saying they're the same person, but
Two Chainz
has a distinct style that sets them apart from a lot of people. I'm not saying the Two Chainz is a copy, but I'm just saying certain situations, certain flows. Yeah, it's you like, damn,
you can hear it.
You can hear it, but it's not to the point where you say, oh, they sound the same. But no, certain situations, you can hear it. Maybe
right.
It's an Atlanta thing. I don't know. It's just an Atlanta thing. Maybe it's just an Atlanta thing. I don't know.
I cannot hear that. And you got me listening to, like, the tracks back and forth. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all that shit was on my mind.
Seeing as it's freestyle Friday, you gonna spit a little something?
It is freestyle. It is freestyle Friday. I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit. Give her a couple of bars, man. I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all with this. People thought I was gone. I wasn't coming back. I was just setting my toe and just trying to get it back. Most people don't understand where I've been at. I've been laying back. When a boss turns into the king, you don't understand how he gets it back. Most people run around looking for the gold. I've been sitting on top of the throne, making sure it's home. So now I got my team set up to the same spot. Now we just rise to the top like a volcano when we hot.
Okay.
It's light, man. Ain't give y'all too much, but like I said, man, we got stuff we working on, man. Like I said, I know y'all got stuff y'all working on. I heard that joint. You didn't think I heard it, but I heard that joint that you was playing with. You had the verse on it, so you already know how I'm finna come. I got. It ain't yours, but it's a verse. You know how we do. We hear a verse and we gotta go. We do what we gotta do. So you already know. I told you when you said you had a track for me. So when you tell me what it is, I'm on my way. That's all you need to know. I'm on my way. But I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. I'm gonna get at y'all though.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So.
Young Dro.
Hell nah. All right, so. Got a question for you. And it's probably going to go on to the next, we're going to go on to the next whatchamacallit with it. Like, what's your favorite? Your favorite? Yep. What's your favorite dance?
Oh my God!
Because I know you done heard. I know you done seen this Drake shit.
Yeah, I did. It's catchy.
It's catchy. Either way, we slide. I like it. I don't like the dance.
I ain't saying that's not my top dance, but. You know what? Real quick, I think the best dance overall, especially because you can get the whole entire club to do it, the fucking Swag Circus.
Man, you got that flag. Hey,
yeah, because you get
my club
at once doing that shit. And that shit just lit once everybody get it right.
Bro, you know what I fuck with you, and I still fuck with today. It's like,
what up?
At night, I think of you.
Hey.
I want to see a little thing. I swear to God, I said, I mean, I work doing that shit. Like,
hey, I had some old remix to that. I had remixed that shit. I'm like, at night I think of you. What was it? At night I think of you. I want to be your baby daddy.
I be at work with
that
all day. I think of food. I want a beef with a little gravy.
Oh my God.
See, look, that's what you get for being essential.
I can imagine.
But
you used to be in the car with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Be like, he was rocking, drop it like it's hot. it's hella fun. Like, and then like, I swear to God, like you can go to anybody that works for my company, bro, and like. We be listening to songs and everybody be in there rapping. Like even if you don't know how to rap, you'll come up with a hook to some song.
Right. Yeah. Kill off time. That's what I can imagine what it do.
All right. But
since I've been co-hosting with you, I've been trying to dibble and dabble again.
Oh, trust me. Hey, I'm off all tomorrow. All I'm saying, I might fuck around and just. Release a song.
Word? A song. I'll be looking out for it.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll fuck around. I might. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I got the microphone and I live in the booth, so it's so hard getting back to it. I ain't even gonna lie. I got two songs I recorded like my last all day, just sitting there on my computer, and I'm about to delete one of them. I know I can do better. Yeah, I know I can do better. Or I'm just gonna put that bitch in the archives.
Right.
Bring that shit
back.
That
can be motivation to do better than that. Right.
Yeah. It's cold. Like I let people hear that shit. But then at the same time, I can do way better than that.
You gonna make me come out of retirement, bro, and it's gonna be nasty.
You already got one more week, bro.
Hey, it's already written. It's written.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Okay. You ain't going to freestyle? I'm going to say Freestyle Friday. Sit that shit.
I mean, I'll probably freestyle. I'll probably come off the top of something real quick.
Come off the top.
I can do it now.
Trust.
Next week.
Trust.
The anticipation is building up, ain't it?
I want your 16. I'm gonna write a 16 too. Then I'm gonna fuck it. I'm just gonna have it live. We're gonna you spit your 16. I said my 16. We just gonna act people who better. Fuck it.
Alright, that's a plan. That sounds like a plan. That sounds like a great show to end the show next week. There you go.
On Friday. Alright, so. Fuck it. Any final thoughts, Dan? Because I could just, you know what I'm saying, got like 8 minutes left. I'll play us out.
The norm, everybody stay safe out here. For some odd reason, people want to keep partying and shit when they should just chill the fuck out. But, nonetheless, do what you got to do. I know people starting to go crazy in this house, but Again, y'all, every Wednesday you can catch my podcast, Talk That Ish, DATISH. You can find me on Spotify and on the Anchor app. Every Wednesday around 9, 10 o'clock, you can catch it. Shout out to this whole OG entertainment and ADE. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? The logo is almost done. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit more editing. I posted the unedited version. We still got weed in the background. So we more than just weed and everything. So I wanted to go ahead and put that out. And I wanted to give a shout out to my girl Amber, who's the newest member of the ADE team. She would be doing a lot of stuff in the background. You know what I'm saying? She'll be holding it down. And you know what I'm saying, be on the lookout for, you know what I'm saying, the ADE mixtape that's coming up. I want to say I'm 75% done. We got a couple more spots, and I'm waiting on a couple more people to submit their stuff. They critiquing their stuff. They trying to get all of their stuff right. So, you know what I'm saying, when I drop that shit, everything be perfect. Let's see.
I will be on the outro, y'all. So definitely be on the lookout. The boy T-Rail is gonna be on the outro.
Let's see. What else? I have been thinking about, you know what I'm saying, starting a, you know what I'm saying, the like all dope gaming. You know I'm saying, where we play games like live, you know what I'm saying, we post the shit on, like just record us playing games and we just post that shit on YouTube. I'm thinking about it. Whether I want to do it or I want to have somebody else do it. That was Sam doing game reviews and stuff. So if y'all are really a gamer, I'm saying, holla at me. We can talk.
I'm with that.
Because I do, I'm saying, playing games live. I'm saying, we have, like, I'm saying, a couple nights we get together and we just drink and play the game. That'd be perfect.
I don't take L's, so you know y'all gonna be taking a lot of L's over there. Just throwing that out there real quick.
Okay, we gonna have a ADE OGE. I'm saying, but that's all I really have to say, man. I'm really trying to get everything together, and I appreciate everybody that supported me. I appreciate everybody who liked the page. I appreciate everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, sharing. I appreciate the listen to us every Tuesday and Friday, shit. And even if you can't listen to us, I appreciate everybody that click on the link, man. Listen to us afterwards, you know what I'm saying. I love every single one of y'all, and I appreciate it.
Right. What he said.
And on that note, I'm just know everything is coming together beautifully. I'm saying I still do have a day job, so I'm saying everything's moving as fast as possible. So,
right.
And if I lend my hand to help you, I'm saying, just know I didn't help you just so you can do something for me. I helped you just because I know with a little bit of more, I'm saying, a push, that y'all can be better than what y'all was. I'm saying, be gritty. I'm saying, I know I was out of my mask. For sure, I dropped that mixtape, my nigga. I'm saying, I've been pushing, I'm saying, Justice. I'm saying, Lil Cali for the longest, bro. Like, we was in the booth together.
Right.
We was, I'm saying, competitive. We freestyle all the time. So it's just that. Like, I'm saying, I push people to be better. And I want everybody to be better. I'm saying, low key, that's one of the reasons why I stopped rapping. Just so I can, I'm saying, help and support everybody else, because I just wanted to be a producer. And I just started to rap. So, I mean, I'm always a producer first, and I'm always a fan first, or second. Then I'm a rapper. So, holla at me.
Hey, I'm
three
like,
times
if
you want that rapper.
I'm like, what's his name? Super Hot, but I'm not a rapper.
No, but I'm not a rapper, though.
After some bars, like, but I'm not a rapper.
Because I got bars for days. And I fuck around. I just want to. I probably fuck around and just kill a track tomorrow. Just to show everybody, like, I can still do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, B-Trey still here.
Send
listen to me, man.
Send me a track. Send me a beat, man. I want to
A beat?
Knock some rust out.
I'll send you my whole repertoire.
Right.
You just go through that shit. But, I mean,
I'm
going to
send you my email.
I guess. I guess it's been the end of the show. I'm going to play us out. So, love, peace, and head grease. And a little
bit
of...
everybody have a...
Don't use all your words. Oh, God. Let's say everybody out there, man. We love you. And this is my man, Boogie D. I'm saying we're going with some smooth R&B. Why you laugh? I can't play no smooth R&B.
It's the way you said it, like it was some Keith Sweat shit.
For real. That's my man's cold, bro. He could be the next Keith Sweat, bro. I'm saying some smooth R&B, man. Alright, y'all. My nigga.
Alright, y'all, we out.
Alright, y'all.
Real nigga R&B.